So there's a thing called the five stages of relationship. It's like five levels of like depth that you can go in a relationship with someone. And what's so crazy about it is that something like 88% or almost 90% of people never even make it to stage three, let alone stage five. So quickly, I'm going to share with you what the stages are and what you need to like be on the lookout for when you want to go from one stage to going deeper to the next. So the first one is the honeymoon phase. We've all felt this before. It's when you have rose-colored glasses on, you first meet someone, you'll feel it for maybe 6 months to a year, potentially a little bit longer, and it's just those overwhelming feelings of, oh my God, this person's amazing, I love them so much. And the reason why you feel that is because you're bonding on the similarities that you share together. The second phase after the honeymoon phase is called the power struggle phase. And this is when you start noticing the differences in your partner and you start seeing, oh, all those similarities don't seem as great anymore because I see all the differences. This is what's really interesting about this phase. There is two different ways that people can go. They either stay in it forever, which is the old couple that still bickers and fights. They're literally still stuck in the power struggle phase. Or people end up breaking up. They say, nope, this is too much. I can't love you for your differences. I can't do that this with you anymore. And what they end up doing is they go back to the honeymoon phase, but with someone else. And they repeat this very toxic cycle of honeymoon, power struggle, breakup. Honeymoon, power struggle, breakup. So the way to get out of this and actually move on to phase three, which is adaptation and acceptance, you must be able to accept the differences in your partner, understand that they may never change, and if you can still love them for that, then you're doing amazing. But it's also key to be able to adapt. You are creating a new energy of using the likes and the differences between you two to create something brand new. Now, genuinely, most people don't even make it to this phase. It is very difficult to do, yet all human beings are on this path. Eventually, you're going to get it. And like I said before, the key is to not hit the power struggle phase and just give up to go back to honeymoon because that feels better for your nervous system. It's instead to use some consciousness and be able to push through into this new third level. Now, the fourth phase is commitment. It's when you actually fully accept the person for who they are and you commit together to building a really powerful, beautiful life that you two can share for a long, long time. And finally, the fifth phase is oneness. It is when you are so in tune with each other that you're one. You know each other like the back of your hand. You actually know your partner better than they know themselves.